Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Pope Francis will neither confirm nor deny an accusation from the former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. that the Pope knew 5 years ago about abuse allegations by the former Cardinal of Washington, D.C. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano says he told the Pope in 2013 about the alleged abuse of boys and young men by Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. He's now calling for the Pope's resignation. His accusation overshadowed the Pope's visit this weekend to Ireland. This is a watershed moment for Catholic clergy worldwide, especially for those here in Boston, where the clergy sex abuse scandal emerged in 2002. In the wake of all this, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley has summoned area priests to meet and pray tomorrow at St. Julia Parish Hall in Weston. To consider all this, we spoke with Father Brian Clary of St. Anne and St. Brendan Parishes in Dorchester about what he hopes this meeting will accomplish.
It's a day of prayer. I hope that there's going to be a moment of dialogue and also to have some way of supporting each other.
What in the dialogue between you and your fellow priests and the Cardinal needs to happen? What do you want to talk about?
We'd like to talk about how our child protection programs in the parishes since 2002 have prevented any type of abuse. And then I'd hope to see that a form of fraternal correction continue amongst priests, meaning that we can call each other to accountability.
How have you personally been dealing with interactions with parishioners who are still suffering pain? Has it been tough for you?
To see the pain in their faces, knowing that what I've read in the Pennsylvania report, those are words, but then to see someone who has been particularly harmed face-to-face, and yet breaking through all that is tremendous faith in God. I am very grateful that people have been checking on me, and we've been checking in on each other, that is our brother priests.
Susan Reynolds, who is a professor of Catholic Studies at Emory University, wrote a statement calling for all the bishops in the U.S. to resign. It was signed by thousands of people. How did you take that, and do you think they should?
I'm not sure if that is the proper solution. I think the fact that people voice in such a way that they are dissatisfied with any church leader ought to give all of us pause to say, how can I improve my skills? Now, to have an en masse resignation of leadership, I don't know what that would look like, so I could not possibly support it. But I'm all for continuing the conversation to engage these people and say what could be a solution in going forward.
Let's talk more about the leader of the Catholic Church here in the Boston area, Cardinal O'Malley. At the moment, he's suffering through his own crisis. Apparently, the failure to act following a letter sent to him detailing sexual abuse by Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington. He says that his executive assistant never gave him the letter. Has Cardinal O'Malley's credibility taken a whack? Do the parishioners that you talk to still trust him as leader of the church here in Boston?
Overall, they do trust the Cardinal. I trust the Cardinal, and Cardinal Sean has admitted that things in his office needed to be adjusted to meet these needs. He has tremendous amounts of responsibility. The volumes of correspondence that come into that office, I imagine, is overwhelming, and to vet it in a more proper way in going forward, I think, works in his favor.
Have you had any contact with priests who turned out to be perpetrators? And if so, how do you deal with them? You're shaking your head.
Well, yes. Back in 2002, when priests who had been removed here in Boston, some of them were my best friends, colleagues, mentors, and any time, this is a feeling for all clergy members and staff, it's heartbreaking because as priests, you can't really pick and choose to whom you minister. We have, obviously, those who are victims of such awful crimes and sins, and yet this person is still a friend, a colleague, a member of the church, and we have to be there for them as well.
So let me ask you one more question, big picture. There have been reports that the churches you're servicing now, St. Anne, St. Brendan, and Dorchester, are struggling with financial problems, mostly from declining attendance. Are you optimistic that you'll get people back to the church? And do you worry about the Catholic Church's future in America, given all that's still happening?
Well, I'm grateful to the people of St. Anne and St. Brendan and Dorchester for how they've stepped up to the plate of leadership. We're seeing a second wave of people coming back to Mass after the summer holiday. As far as the church in America goes, I'm optimistic. My job is to not be part of the problem, but be part of a solution.
Father Brian Clary of the parishes of St. Anne, St. Brendan, and Dorchester, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you, and come back and talk to us.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.